Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Spaz. This discussion is just going to be, let's talk about it. Can we just talk about it? And that means there's really no direction. We're just going to talk about it and whatever that is. So if that's something that you guys are interested in listening to, if you guys want to go ahead and chit-chat with me, let's go ahead and let's go. Peace of light, beautiful people. What's going on? Thank you guys for tuning in to Spaz. This week's episode is just going to be, of course, a catch-up. Nothing really, really serious, nothing like that. Just touching bases, you know, keeping our whole, you know, body alive, our mental, our soul, our happiness, our peace of mind, and, you know, sitting with our thoughts and really what that means to everybody. What is it? What has it been meaning for you? And what have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about your spouse or whatever the case may be? So what's good, beautiful people? What y'all been up to? How has quarantine life or stay at home or sheltered in peace have been going for you all? For me, it's just a day-by-day process. I'm naturally a homebody, and so it hasn't really been too big of an effect of on me personally. If it affected me, the main thing was it freaked me out and still freaks me out, like to go to stores and see people covered up and with their mask on and things of that nature. That definitely makes me feel very uneasy because I'm a German person. And so when I'm looking around and, you know, now I never liked touching the carts and stuff like that. But now I'm really like, oh my God. So I've been trying to keep myself mentally sane. So that way I don't freak out too much, I don't panic, I don't overreact or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. As the days go by, I just look at it like, you know what, I'm just going to, what are some ways that I can use this to benefit me and benefit me to the extreme fullest that I can take? And not as far, and I haven't been feeling pressure, you know, the pressure from social media of telling people that, you know, use this time to study a craft or to come out better than this, this, and that, or whatever. You know, it's just always pressure. And it really what it's building up to be, how I personally understand it, is it's all building up to be an hashtag, a funny meme, things of that nature. And the reason why I say so is you're going to have people coming at people like, yeah, y'all had all that time and y'all still in the same space she was now before we was on lockdown and, you know, making a joke or a gesture out of it. And this is not the time to do so. And so I have not been focusing on people's and what they're saying, the you know, like I said, social media pressure and everything like that. I strictly have just been focusing on myself, my loved ones, making sure that my parents are staying as healthy as possible. That's been a hit and miss, seeing that I have a very, very, very know-it-all type of a father. He does not like to listen. He doesn't take things seriously. And that part has been very, very annoying. I've actually seen a lot of parents, you know, on social media who have literally put their children out of the homes. You know what I mean? And a part of me understands because at the end of the day, it is very serious. We don't need to panic and overreact and stuff like that because I had to get myself together because I, too, panicked in the very beginning because I didn't want to. I don't like uncertainty. I don't like that. I don't like what's not, you know, not knowing what's going to happen next. Being confused about the unknown. I don't like those type of feelings. You know what I mean? And so as time and the days have been going on, I have actually had to force myself to, you know, deal with it and control my mind, really take full control over my whole mental and, you know, get myself together. Like, you know, and I've only been focused on that. That was the first step I had to take. And that's been going really well for me. Just understanding that, you know, if I want to go to the store, I'm going to go to the store. I'm not trying to leave my house too often, but if I need to go out and run an errand quickly, I'm going to go run that errand quickly. And I'm not going to stress myself out about it. If I want to go see my nephews and play with them and hug on them because they're kids and they need love and they need hugs, they need affection and stuff like that, I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to panic or freak out over it. I'm going to go chill with my sister, you know, and see about her. I've really been keeping around just my sister mainly, and maybe a chosen select few of friends that I personally trust, that I know are keeping their house as sanitary and clean as possible. And I'm comfortable with that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we need human contact. I've been enjoying watching the DJ sets and club quarantine and all that kind of stuff on Instagram. I've been partaking on that from time to time. I have been attending a lot of webinars. You know, I'm just doing things that make me happy. Some people have picked up books and start reading. I went back to reading a little here and there. I could definitely be better with that. I've been trying to, my sleep schedule has been pretty much the same. My sleep schedule has not really been thrown off. I still get up when the sun lights up. I mean, lately, since I've been back at work, working from home, I actually been getting up before the, you know, the light actually hits me. But I am up looking at my, you know, I told you guys in the last episode that, you know, I've been waking up to the natural rays of the light and stuff like that. And that still works and it's still going to go ahead and go on for me. I've just been doing a lot of thinking for myself and what's next and what I want to happen for myself moving forward and stuff like that. You know, you guys already know in the beginning of the year, one of my goals was to find my purpose. And so that's something that I've already been in search of. You guys hear anything in the background, you guys already know that's me rolling up and I only have so much time. And so this is what I'm going to do what I need to do. But anywho, you know, so that's still been going full focus and full surface and, you know, some things and truths that you have to sit with, you know, so day by day. And I'm hoping everybody else is taking it day by day, that people are trying their best not to stress as much, that people are finding peace with inner demons that they probably are forced to have to sit with. We don't know. One thing that I want to be sensitive to is we don't know who is stuck at home sitting with what inner thoughts, sitting in whatever space that they, you know, that they have, you know, curated for themselves, or that they have no choice but to be in. Those are things that I've been thinking about since everything has been going down. When I actually had time to stop and think, you know what I mean? Everything happened so fast at once. And then I had a moment where I had to really think about it. I thought about our children and the abusive homes that they're in, possibly the abusive homes that family, you know, woman may be in, or, you know, there's so many things that that can happen, or that we're not aware of. And so it's important to be very sensitive to those kind of matters as well. Or people who have lost their jobs and, you know, weren't able to make April's rent, or stressed out about May's rent. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot of things going on that is beyond all of our capacity, mental capacities. You know what I mean? I haven't been too stuck on dwelling too much into a dark space. I've been trying, you know, I've been personally really, really, really focused on not allowing myself to slide in that type of a matter, because certain things, as we know, can be out of your hand. So while I have some type of control still, I've been really focused on, you know, just listening to things that make me happy, watching things that make me happy, that make me laugh, reaching out to people who I know are immediately going to motivate me, or, keep me calm, or things like that. You know, at the end of the day, I believe in karma to an extent. We don't know. And the world has karma in my book. And maybe it was just time for, it's just crazy that it's everything is happening and it's affecting everybody worldwide. At the same time, the beauty in that is we are literally as a world on one frequency. So you have the kind of control of what type of a frequency you're trying to ride. What wave are you riding in during this pandemic? You know what I mean? And kind of have to tell myself that, you know, and be positive about that and just realize, like, wow, so that's actually a really big blessing in disguise, that everything could be, you know, on one page for a quick second. And honestly, who knows? I'm not, you know, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories going on. Who knows about, you know, New World Order and all that kind of stuff. And if this is going to be the new future and all that kind of, you know, so many things that have been getting said and going around. And I'm not really believing everything that I've been reading, but it is very important to do your own research and gain your own understanding of what, you know, is to come or what may come, or, you know, trying to prepare yourself, you know, for what it is. I mean, like I said in the, you know, beginning that I was talking, I'm trying to keep up with my daily routine still, because like, let's keep it real. It's a few of you motherfuckers that have not showered on a day-to-day basis because you have been stuck in your pajamas and you just don't feel the need to get up and wash your ass, because everybody is not going to smell your ass because you're not out and about. So, you know, let's break that habit. Let's break that filthy ass habit. Let's not use this time to revert. You know what I mean? Let's, because at the end of the day, I don't want to come out of the stay-at-home order shifted, manipulating myself, you know, in my mind frame, my time, my health, anything like of that nature. I've had more time to wake up in the morning and make, you know, make myself a smoothie and stuff of that nature. I've always been a green, you know, a salad and greens and, you know, vegetable and fruit type of a girl. But I've been finding myself really just getting back to like my old eating habits because, you know, I find myself, you know, wanting what I see from out and about, trying to, you know, rebalance on how to save money, learning how to make money work for me. How does that work? And when I do have, you know, more time and more space to, you know, have more money doing that, what, you know, what am I supposed to do? What do I start to get that done? Stuff like that. But again, no pressure. Not feeling no pressure. I think that's something that people are trying to, you know, compete with on the low. And this is not the time for that. It's not the time to come out, you know, in competition with your neighbor. Like, that's just, it's not the time for that. And so if you're thinking like that, that's, I don't know. I mean, that's, I guess that's your problem. I ain't thinking like that. How many of you guys have been feeling really alone? How many of you guys have family that actually, you know, that you can, you know, kind of vent off of or sit around with or anything of that nature? My family, unfortunately, is damn near non-existent. And so, in the beginning of these times, I mean, that was kind of hard because I was like, dang, you know, I have my worries about them. But I come from a very, very sad, estranged type of a family. So it kind of is what it is. And so, you know, it's okay. It's important to check on your loved ones. But also in the midst of that, understand that there's so much going on right now to where that's, you're not obligated to. And if that's a pressure for you, if you feel that people are pressuring you, to check on them, see about them, whatever the case may be, and you not all the way there mentally yourself, then, you know what I'm saying? Put yourself first. Now is the time to do that. It's literally the time to put yourself first. And there's nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with you putting yourself first and trying to figure some stuff out for yourself. You know, I am newly, it's, you know, unfortunate to say I am newly single, but at the same time, I have been in a very, very, peaceful place right now. You know what I'm saying? Things just happen to not, you know, work out, which is cool. That's another thing I had to sit with during this whole Corona. I wasn't really focused on, there's some people who are finding themselves being very lonely. And they don't have like a quote unquote quarantine bae. They're lonely. They're by themselves. And that's another thing we got to worry about. There's some people who have to really sit with that. Like, you probably been posting how much you be on some solo shit and you on your solo tip and you appreciate this and that and this. But now that you really are on a solo tip, you don't know what to do with yourself. You have no idea. Or parents who are such, you know, who don't know what to do with their kids. They have no idea what to do with their kids. They have not figured out a schedule. They don't even know their kids because they're too busy with life and doing things or getting a break, which is necessary sometimes. But maybe this is a good time to, you know, really, really fuck with your babies. Like I've said, you know, that matters. But back to, you know, that I wasn't really too pressed on. I found myself having anxiety here and there of the pressure of having to, you know, hold a space for me and, you know, this ex, you know what I mean? And I couldn't do that right now. I really couldn't do that right now because it was so much going on at once. And at the time, you know, unfortunately, we weren't seeing eye to eye on certain things. With age, what I wasn't going to do is there's certain things I'm not willing to compromise. And that's just what it is. I think we all have certain things that you are not willing to compromise. For me, what do those look like? Those look like my standards. There's certain things that are a standard of mine that I'm just not going to bend. I'm not going to bend. And I kind of found myself, slightly bending them here and there. And I was driving myself crazy. And I also was driving myself crazy because I knew that if I explained them, it would come off to this particular individual as annoying, as hounding. And I didn't really care for that because I didn't. That's not how I wanted to be received. You know what I mean? These are what I was, going through were real concerns of mine. And I didn't really want to deal with somebody who constantly is thinking I'm being like negative or asking too many questions or always got something to say when that's my personality. Like that's just my personality and it kind of is what it is. And what do you mean being stuck with each other for all this time? And you know what I mean? And he came with, that was my first time dating with a child. And that was new, very, very new for me. And it was still very early on in our relationship. So I started beginning to notice that there might have been like, certain things that I would have to take in to play, which would not have been a problem. You know what I mean? But those are things that one thing I have learned that I needed to grow into. You know what I'm saying? I'm 31. I'm really set in my ways when it comes to like how I live and how I eat and how I even believe kids are raised and how I deal with children and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And so that comes with time, getting to know somebody itself, like getting to know somebody by themselves takes a lot of time, takes a real amount of time. And then to turn around and have to take on their child, which is a very sensitive part of them and a sensitive part of what can be a relationship, that takes a lot of time. You know what I mean? And I believe in that being a very healthy relationship. There are certain things about myself that I will not change. It's really important for me to have the respect of, and this, I think this should be dated. For me, this is my sense of healthy as it's important for me to get to know, the person's mother and even not even like really we buddy buddy, but just have that level of respect and to show my face so you know who your child is around. Just like if I was a father, it would mean the world to me to get to know this man or to see this man and to at least be on a like, what's up, hi and bye type of a basis. I'm not really, because if it was my child, I don't want my baby around a certain energy ball. I just don't. And I'm really big on energy, so I can sense those kind of things. And so that's how I operate. That's how I move. And I had to come to realization that there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be out here introducing and throwing things into people's lives and expecting things so quickly out of a person who doesn't have that level of responsibility or doesn't have the same habits as you. You know what I mean? I have to be very open-minded to that as well. I learned that as well, that maybe we don't clean the same. Maybe we don't do the same things in orders. Maybe we don't cook the same. Maybe we don't. And there comes a time where you got to really sit back and think like, okay, well, can I handle that? This person has X amount of habits. Can I deal with that? And you have to be very honest with yourself. You know what I mean? So it was a very transparent, it didn't end on a horrible level. It was actually probably one of the healthiest, but then again, I'm older, the healthiest agreements that I can say that we had, came to. So I was actually really, really happy and pleased with that. Very happy and pleased with that, that there was no, for me personally, it ain't never no love lost. I never want to leave a situation on bad terms. I've already had an experience with that, and that was against my liking, because that's just not how I move. That's not healthy for me, because life is too short. And if we're not paying attention, we are literally looking at that now, how short life really is. I mean, for goodness sake, we're going through a whole worldwide pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So life is too short for me to be, you know, walking around angry, holding grudges, and not at least be able to give you a smile when I see you on these streets. I don't ever want to live like that. And so that was a really big point for me. And I just realized that I just need certain things respected. I need my space respected. I need how I am respect. I need my mind respected. And I want to respect somebody else's space and respect their mind and how they are, how they get down. And especially at this point in time, because we're older, you know what I'm saying? There's reasons for how people are, how they are. And if it's something that I'm curious to get to know, or if I feel that this person is kind of worth me exploring, then I want to know why you are how you are. I want to ask you questions openly and freely without feeling bad about it and things of that kind of nature. I see a lot of women nowadays complaining about that, you know, their spouses or their partners or their boyfriends or whatever doesn't really like to speak, makes them feel bad for asking questions and makes them feel like they're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? And no, you're not. I'm here to tell you, baby. No, you're not. You absolutely are not. If that's how you are, that's how you are. And there's nothing at all wrong with that, like at all. Some, you know, somebody gonna be okay with that. Somebody just might be just like you. Communication and conversation is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing to feel bad about. So that's one thing I had to like just remind myself. You know what I'm saying? So I've been dealing with that. I have been so clouded lately with so many things happening at one time so rapidly to where I have not been as creative as I would like to be. And I'm a pretty creative person, whether it's making things. These are things that I don't even talk to people about. And if I have talked to people about it, I spoke so much so soon to where they never got to see the greatness or the ability of a creation for me, or whatever that may be, whether it's going to be the content, whether it's going to be styling in the clothes or whatever that I know that I'm deep inside really passionate about, to where I opened it up so soon to where I let people's slick comments, their doubts, like hinder me. And that's a no. That's a hell no. You know what I mean? I don't really want to talk about it if you're not going to really support it on a genuine level. Like, so I've been sitting with that. You know what I mean? And I think that's something that we all should dissect and look into. I mean, what works for you might not work for me, and what works for me may not work for you. I don't believe in pressure on their necks, and not my thing. Because, I mean, I don't know what level of pressure is going to build your diamond, but I know that there's a million diamonds that can be made. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So, you know, that's that. Hopefully you guys are sitting, you know, we have a lot of time to think. A lot of time to think. Thank God I've sat at peace. Within peace with a lot of things that I randomly was reflecting and kind of proud of myself for overcoming, you know, because I've done a lot. You guys, I've done things to people that I truly love that were horrible. You know what I'm saying? From, you know, getting down and fighting with my sister, getting down and, you know, talking to my parents crazy sometimes if I'm annoyed because I don't have patience. That's really a big thing for me. I don't have patience with a lot of things and with a lot of people. I don't. I'm really big on common sense and stuff like that. And I know that common sense ain't so common now, but it's hard for me to look at you and you have the same, you know, capabilities that I have, yet you're not living, you know, fully to extend yourself to get this accomplished or completed or whatever, or show me the same respect I'm showing you, whatever that case may be. But I've actually came to peace in the terms that's not my, and I've not during this quarantine, I have came or shelter in peace or in place, whatever you want to call it. I've came to peace with this a long time ago. Like I'm talking about like years ago, I found peace with certain things or certain things that would go in my mind mentally and whatnot. And I think that has a lot to do why my growth spurt has been just sprouting. It used to really bother me a lot. Sometimes it still annoys me, but it used to bother me a lot when people did not respect that. They didn't like really acknowledge that. And they were trying so hard to aggravate me and bring me back to a place that I have overcome, that I have grown from, you know what I mean? And then in the midst of them doing that, I found myself reverting backwards, right? So now it's not even that serious. You're either going to see it or you're not going to see it. Either way, I'm going to keep on. I got to keep growing. So it doesn't. Oh, what's that? Oh, wee. So it doesn't really matter to me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't find myself being stuck on those kind of putting myself on those high pedestals and being upset when somebody doesn't, you know, believe in it or whatever the case may be. Like, because they have the right to not do that. I mean, that's it's on them. So what, you know, what good is that doing for me by, you know, letting myself get worked up and taken out of my element because they don't see it or because they're trying so hard to do things like that? I've been very aware of people who love me who are also an enemy of mine. You know, been very, very transparent to that, like very. And that was a very, very, and it is, it still is a very, very hard thing that I've been sitting with. Because like I said, we got nothing but time right now, right? And time is so valuable. It's the most valuable thing that you can have. And so I want to utilize this time to make the most of it and what that means for me. Not about what everybody else is looking at and what they seeing and all this kind of stuff and the plan that you guys have in your head for me and what you got a plan for America. Though none of that matter. My plan is to keep straining and going and striving on the path that I've been literally little by little creating for myself. And now more than ever, I'm so grateful. I found myself with the routine. I've been, you know, like I said, joining webinars that have been going on, taking advantage of certain, you know, things that have been presented. And I want to keep going. And so I don't have the time to worry about why such and such over here, you know, trying to sabotage me on the low, you know, and that's supposed to be family or that's love or that's a good friend of mine or whatever, whatever the case may be. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about that because that takes too much time. And if we haven't learned anything to date, time is not promised. We all know that. We all speak on that. But to actually understand that this moment, this time is not promised. People have been passing away left and right, young and old. It ain't just an old thing. You know what I'm saying? We have to be very aware of that. It has been people who are my peers, people who are younger, older, you know, doesn't really have. Well, right now it's kind of weird that all of a sudden it's a lot of black people being affected. That's a weird thing. But hey, who's to say? It's a lot of black and brown being affected in this moment. But we don't know because at the time it doesn't have a race, a color, a gender, anything of that nature. Right. But you know what? I was curious to know, I haven't heard about Africa being affected. And I want to definitely, that's on my list actually, to like kind of look around and Google some things about Africa. Because I haven't heard anything about them being affected, like how all these other places in the country have been. And that's really interesting to me. Please send for us. You know what I'm saying? That's how I really feel, but whatever. And so, yeah, you know, it's just, it's been a lot, but it's been such a beautiful learning curve, a very beautiful learning curve. And so I want to know how y'all been, you know, what have you guys been doing lately? What have you been learning? And I don't care if you've been on the couch watching Netflix and Hulu all day. That's your business. And that's okay. Maybe you don't get to do that. You know, maybe you've been asleep. I hope you still get up to wash your ass, though. But, I hope, you know, maybe you have been asleep because you don't get to rest. You don't get to get, you know, rest. I'm trying to come out with my hair fully moisturized. I've been trying to get back to really spending time and having a routine with my hair and my body moisturized and buttered up as well. You know what I mean? Along with some other things too, but just the basics. So, you know, what's new? What's going on? Let's go into the next topic. Like, what are some of the things that you guys are going to do first thing out of the stay-at-home order? Are you guys the ones, people who have been furloughed or laid off their jobs? I'm curious as to when things are all, you know, back in order, who's going to go back to their job and who's not when those places call you back? Are you taking this as a get out plan? You know what I'm saying? Was it a relief? Like, are you relieved to have been laid off or furloughed? I try to, you know, I've been trying to keep my sanity grateful and humble to be working from home and still have an income and still being able to pay my bills and make ends meet. And I am very, very grateful. But I've also been sitting around kind of coming to terms like, damn, you know, because me and you guys, I'm a collector. And so, you know, I have to call people and like hound and harass and get money from them and stuff like that. And it doesn't really, it has its, it used to have its really great benefits. It definitely has its stressor moments. And I had to, like, I was talking to one of my friends about this, to where in the midst of me having to remember, okay, like, this is actually a blessing. I'm able to work. I'm grateful. God, I don't want you to think I'm taking it for granted, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just certain self-talks I was having. But at the same time, I had to really look around like, damn, like, I kind of feel a way that I brought this work stressful energy into my personal home. Into my peace, my safe haven. And it's funny because I work hard to keep my space, my intimate space, very, very peaceful. Like that, when I tell y'all that that shit really matters to me, it really matters to me because there's so much fucked up confusion and just hardcore stuff going on surrounding you daily. Like, you know what I mean? To where for me, when I come through my doors, I like to be at peace. Y'all know I love my plants. Y'all know I stay with a diffuser in the background. I sage here and there. It's not an often thing for me. And I'm not afraid to say that as well, because people out here saging like they ain't got nobody's business. And please, you know, pause. Please understand and be very smart about who you get your sage, your incense, your Palo Santos, all that shit from. I've already said this before. That's not a trend. That's real stuff, you guys. Please be very careful of what demons and energies and stuff like that you're bringing into your home. That it's real. I can't keep, like, I'm not going to stress that enough. But, you know, like, you know, I just do things to relax, to release when I come home. And I've been noticing lately, like, I mean, I'm still at peace. I'm still calm. I'm still, you know, whatever. But I do have moments where I look over because, like, right now I'm in a one bedroom. So right now, like, my table is my desk. And it's not horrible. You know, it's just I look over at my table sometimes and I just, like, stare at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally just stare at it. And I just think to myself, like, I can't believe, like, that energy is in my house. And that may sound crazy, and I don't know if people think like that. If anybody who is can relate, who works from home, who has a pretty high stressful type of a job, and then now they're doing it in the peace of their home. I mean, granted, I do have like a Frankenstein oil going in the background. Frankenstein. I'm so sorry. Actually, I didn't even mean to say Frankenstein. I meant to say rosemary is what I be burning, and sweet orange, because that's what helps you get, you know, helps you with your mind, and it gives you energized and calmness and stuff like that. Anywho, I have a diffuser burning while I'm on the phone and stuff like that, so that helps me out. And, you know, being able to have my windows open and just having natural light hit me, I appreciate that. So there's little things that I tend to, you know, when I get to thinking like that, I focus back on, you know, the positive side about the matter. But I do want to know, is that a concern for you guys? Was this a relief? Was it a relief that your job, you know, told you, you know, that the business is closed down right now and you didn't even give a damn about the struggle that was about to come with it? You were just so relieved. You know what I mean? Because that's a real emotion. And there's nothing wrong with having that emotion. Make sure that emotion is temporary and do what you need to do to, you know, be able to keep continuing bettering yourself and, you know, doing what you need to do to succeed in life and to make it, you know. So that's a thought that I've had. That's a question I have for you guys. Who else is really tired of the of people with their standards of how people should come out of this quarantine? You know what I'm saying? I mentioned that in the beginning of the pod. But one thing about that is, like, people's stimulus checks. People have constantly been on, you know, on record. They say we're supposed to be getting that sometime in the middle of April. You know, I'll believe it when I see it type of thing for me personally, because I ain't never, listen, I'm not the kind of person who gets fat tax checks backs and all that kind of stuff. And so for me, taxes and all that kind of stuff, this does not affect me, doesn't matter, because I'm the kind of person who I like to try to avoid it. You know what I mean? And I can't wait until one day, and one day soon, I am not no longer going to have to avoid filing my taxes and actually paying on them throughout the year. That's the goal. But anywho, you know, like, people are now telling people, like, what to do with their money. Like, literally, like, you need to go invest, and, you know, you got money to do this. Listen, if Ray Ray want to go sit on the block and smoke his weed up, I mean, smoke his checkup or snort his checkup or drink it up, whatever, that's his business. Hopefully, Ray Ray don't do all that, but that's his business. You know what I'm saying? Tiffany want to go around and cook, you know, shrimp and all that kind of shit for her man all day. The man that didn't get a check because he ain't working, or got taken because he's owing child support, so she holding him down. That's her business. Investing and stuff like that is not for everybody. Everybody doesn't have a business mentality. Everybody doesn't even want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even want to do it. That's not even a desire of theirs. You know what I'm saying? And that does not mean that they're less successful or not as successful. That doesn't mean that at all. And, you know, so I just don't understand why people are so pressed on telling everybody else what to do. Like, why don't you worry about what you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna do with your money? And if you choose to feel the need to go ahead and, you know, put it in whatever stock or and do whatever you need to do, do what you need to do. Do what's gonna better you and what makes sense to you. Stop trying to sit back and guilt people into doing things that may not be for them. You know what I mean? And it's really unfortunate because there's people who are probably sitting at home feeling some type of a pressure because they're constantly seeing things online. There's people that are at home posting these things that are still stressed out, that are just laying on their couch or laying in their bed or laying on their air mattress or laying on their floor or, you know, at their mom's house, father's house, whatever their situation is. And they're literally telling you guys how to go spend your money, and you guys are all stressed out trying to fit into what this person's saying. Meanwhile, this person ain't even got it together. You don't know what people are doing behind their computer screens and their phones. You don't nobody know the real shit, because ain't nobody out here posting that. Ain't nobody posting the struggle or anything of that nature, real insecurity problems and stuff like that. Yeah, you see it more often now. You know what I mean? That is true. You see people being way more vulnerable now, which is a beautiful thing. But all vulnerability, sometimes, you know, people do things. There's people who do want attention, you know. So I'm here to let you know, baby, like, if y'all don't feel pressed about having anybody who did not contribute to the fact that you were even eligible and that you qualified to get your stimulus package check. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no need to impress that person. You know what I'm saying? Worry about impressing your family, and that's it. That's all. You know, like I said, I've been trying to focus on, you know, getting me, I'm waiting for my audiobook to be released. My sister has put me on, Tony Gaskett. So shout out to him. She's a major fan of him. And I have literally just been, like, you know, really sitting down and watching his YouTubes here and there. And so he had a book that was coming out that seemed really interesting. So I got the audio. So I'm waiting for that. I got the pre-release, so I'm waiting for that to come, because I'm a big listener. I do like a physical hard copy book as well, because I like to mark it up and highlight and stuff like that and put my tabs in it. But to actually get through it, for some reason, I feel like it resonates better with me when I actually listen to it. You know what I mean? Plus, I don't like, you know, sometimes I have days where I don't want to put my TV on. I just want to play music all day or literally be on my computer, like, watching things, you know, studying interviews and things like that. Just, you know, whatever the fuck makes me happy, as I keep saying. So, I mean, you know, like I said, y'all, this really didn't have no direction or anything like that. I hope y'all taking care of yourselves very well. Still loving on yourself. Don't just let yourself go because you're sitting in the house. Like I said, get up, take them showers, open your windows, let the light come in. The home workouts that I've been seeing that's amazing. I'm not the best one. I just barely recently tried to do a little something here and there. Your girl went and bought a little jump rope a little while ago. And so I'm about to, you know, try to start doing that and getting out on my little lunches and actually walking around like how I used to do at work. Timing that to see how I can fit that in. And my apartments are pretty big, so like maybe I can walk around my apartments, you know, 3 times a week or daily, whatever the case may be. You know, this is the new life. How do you guys feel? Last thing, how do you guys feel things are going to, what are things going to look like, you believe, like after quarantine? Are we really going to now have to wear, like be required to wear a mask to where we won't even be able to walk into a store if we don't have a mask on? You know, are they going to really be able to bring the technology in to where they see you and could put like that vision, like looks like almost like 3D vision to where looking at you and it can tell off top if you have a flu, a fever, a cold, a virus or whatever, or if you've been vaccinated or not vaccinated. I ain't got a shot since whenever the age that they required us to get shots. I for sure haven't got a flu shot. I don't do flu shots. I ain't did a flu shot in years. Mind you guys, for me personally, I hate needles. I'm terrified of them. I'm talking about I freak out. I cry. I'm really scared of needles. But as of late, I've been doing decent when I go get, you know, my regular little checks that I go get to make sure my body cool and to make sure, you know what I'm saying, and the body out here doing no bullshit to me when I am sexually active. Because when I'm not, I'm not. But when I am, I am. So, anywho, making sure you're going to get that tested. You know, you got to get your blood drawn and stuff. And the past 2 times I went and got tested, I handled it like a G. I was really proud of myself. Like, I was really, really proud of myself. That's not to say that I'm going to handle it like a G every time. I might go in there next week and cry. So, I mean, it is what it is. But still, you know, do you think they're going to have it or they're going to force? One thing that I've been really, really worried about, that has been in my mind a lot lately, and I'm going to end it on this note, is I've been really, really concerned in trying to read articles and stuff about like forced vaccines. I feel bad for mothers who don't want their babies to be vaccinated. And that's a topic that is up for debate. Some people are 100% for vaccines and vaccination, and then there's some people who are 100% against it. And I can see both parts depending on where who's the argument, especially when it comes to mothers with their children being in school. I get their point when they make it thoroughly, but at the same time, I don't trust anything like a flu shot. I'm not getting it if it's not consistent. Why would I do that? That's stupid. I hate that my mom still gets it, but she's old school. A lot of old school people are still like stuck in their ways. But as far as these vaccinations are going, I don't know what you're putting in me. You guys are not able to really fully tell me what it is. And I know for a fact that everything that needs to heal our body is literally on this earth. Yeah, maybe we might take a little cheat here and there and, you know, take a little ibuprofen, a little Tylenol and ask, you know, the common shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to have to do no real stuff like that in my body that I don't know anything about unless I have to, like, have real surgery and they have to give me, put me to sleep and stuff like that. But we don't receive that because I'm good and healthy. So that's been a real concern of mine. It's like, are they going to start forcing us to have that in our bodies and forcing us to put that in our kids? And that's something to be really be aware of and to be very, very serious about. There's people that I follow on Instagram talking about robots and shit. And one guy actually posted a video of a robot. And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, people, that shit scared me. Like, I don't think I'm ready to walk down the street and see this electronic human form walking at me just as smart as me. Or I'm going to a store and I'm giving my money. I'm not okay with that. I mean, I've always believed that Hollywood makes movies because you guys have some kind of a hidden gem and a message. Where are you guys getting these wild ass ideas from? You know what I mean? But at the same time, robots and technology is very smart. Who's to say that they can't get hacked into where they can be smarter than us and just fucking take over? I mean, I know this is all like conspiracy and I'm just going like left field right now, but on some real though, that's something to really think about. Like, that's something really, really to think about. And it's also time for, we need to love and uplift each other. Our men need to get back to protecting, because we might really hit a time where we really gonna need men to stand up and be men. And we don't have a lot of men that are out here on some real, like, manly shit. That is scary. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, especially being a single woman. That's scary. Like, wow, like, these, our men ain't even out here, like, with the shit like that no more. Like, men are out here just as feminine and posting and, you know, internet thugging like girls. I mean, it's crazy. Like, and it was, I feel like it was all done on purpose. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not gonna go all there. You know, that's a different conversation for another time. But, you know, it's been real, you guys. Peace and light. This is Fast. Or should I say, this was Fast? Yeah. Peace and light. This was Fast.